something else before I actually pick my nose.
Hmm. All right, go ahead.
It's all in the presentation.
I guess so.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
Unzipping his pants.
Oh, no.
Reaching behind.
Wow.
No.
No.
And then he put his finger in his nose.
Yo, that's really good. It tastes really good.
And then into his
mouth. Oh, God.
There's your presentation.
I had corn. Call the other guys there. The other guys there.
Come on, guys.
The other contestants are out there.
That was Corey, number four.
Guys,
oh, my God.
Guys, you all saw that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now all I can smell is, crap.
Like Mike's band. Oh, my God. Did we manage during all of that screaming to give any kind of description of what was happening?
Yes, I think.
Well, Mike, you weren't even looking, though.
I was squinting my eyes. I was looking away, but I kind of got the idea when I saw the hand go down there.
Let me just say
between the pillows.
The hand, the finger went into the dookie.
Right.
Yeah.
Up the nose.
Right.
Into the mouth.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Congratulations, Corey.
Corey, contestant number four.
Wow.
Ass to mouth.
Wow.
I must give you a grade. We must all grade him now.
Yes. Yeah, very good, Corey.
Corey.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome, Corey. Corey, you better stop focusing on me. I'm going to barf.
All right. I mean to tell you that finger went way in.
Yeah. Corey.
It kind of hurts now, too.
Look at Corey's unabashed joy. That just disturbs the F out of me.
You know, I want to say that the other contestants were outside the studio.
They were all just watching.
Right.
They knew exactly what I was going to do.
They were out there clapping. All right, Corey. Get away from the microphone.
All right, everybody, get out of there.
No. We got one more guy. Step up. He's a Patriots fan, obviously. Happy about the Super Bowl. What's your name, my friend?
Mitch.
Mitch, where are you from?
Greenwood Lake, New York.
Beautiful.
I'm already starting to.
Did you bring a bag with you, or are you going to?
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Double.
Okay, so that means one finger in one nostril, one finger in the other nostril.
He's presenting his pinkies to you, Don.
Okay.
All set?
We're ready. There, and
his hands are shaking.
Wow, he's really in. Digging.
He's in there. Oh, that looks painful.
Yeah, major project.
No, he didn't. Not that much.
Did you come up with anything?
A little. Rob, is there anything over there?
Would you like to go back, sir?
You know, just mostly it appears moisture.
All right, go again. Yes.
Yeah,
go again.
He's shaking with anticipation.
So am I.
The guy has two fingers up his nostrils.
Okay.
Moisture.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, and into the mouth.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are they done?
Interesting. Interesting flavor.
Okay, what was the flavor? Could you describe it for us, please?
More towards a...
Careful.
Thank you. More towards a... tangy type of...
Yeah. It's like cigar aficionado.
You know, he didn't... He's the grossest contestant we've had.
All right, all of you, get out of here.
All right, yeah, please.
Thank you. Bye. Corey, well done, my friend.
Nice job.
Well done to Corey. Yeah. Wow.
All right. What are you doing?
Oh, he tripped.
He tripped on the headphones.
And that was number five.
His name again was what?
Corey.
Please feel free to.
No, Corey was number four.
Feel free to put your hands on some more equipment, sir.
It was Mitch.
Mitch.
Along with Mitch.
That was Mitch?
Okay.
All right, man, I'm sorry, Mitch. Mitch.
Wowsy woozy.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow. Well, let me just say that I don't know how the rest of you are scoring, if you're scoring at home. I have given the identical mark to two of our contestants.
I came close to doing that.
Yeah, within a tenth of a point for me.
I was 0.4. There's 0.4 between our two best contestants, as far as I'm concerned.
This is going to be a horse race.
I cannot discern which is more upsetting.
Right.
I cannot discern.
So far we have Anthony, Dave, D.A., Nick, Corey, and Mitch.
Right.
Let me say that Anthony and Dave both picked him and ate him. Third guy, D.A., Nick. D.A., Nick. Blew his nose, and I mean vigorously blew his nose into two pieces of bread.
Open face sandwich.
And ate the sandwich. I mean, and ate the whole thing.
Yes.
The fourth guy, Corey, first it was back there, of which we do not speak.
Right. Two nose.
He was giving himself a proctology test, and then in his nose after it was in the bad place,
right.
And then in his mouth, and then we had the last guy who had two pinky fingers that went into the nostrils and just came out with a watery mix on the end of his fingers.
Yeah, tangy, as he said. Well, they're all doing a fine job.
They are.
Somebody might want to disinfect those headphones that Mitch was wearing.
They are. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Kenny from Staten Island.
Hi, Kenny.
How you doing? Well, I'm a native of Staten Island, but since Corey comes from Staten Island, my house is going on the market. I'm out of here.
Like, that doesn't happen all the time in Staten Island. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great.
Listen, Don, Mike, I'm in New York. I've been listening since the first night when you came on 7 o'clock here in New York. And today is the first day that I've actually had to change the station.
Ah.
Wow. Well, so thank you.
I can't listen to this.
We are delighted that we have offended your
sensibilities. Well, wait a minute. Hold on, though. You're calling to say you're not listening, but you obviously had to listen then.
I went back. I turned it off as soon as...
Yes, you can't stay away.
When I got synced there, I had to go.
Okay. Understood, but now you're back.
I'm back.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, my friend. Well, there's no problem with that.
No, not at all.
There's no problem with that. If you're bothered by something for a moment, you can turn it off. Just turn it back on.
Everybody has to look away once in a while.
That's all.
I mean,
but listen, for all this...
That's right, Mike.
Yeah, isn't that right, Buzz? For all this song about, I can't stand this. I like these same people. When you see a gory wreck on the side of the road, not to stop and look.
Same thing.
You do it. You do it. And sometimes you do it on the other side of the road.
That's right.
That's called rubbernecking. And you get other side of the road rubbernecking.
That's right.
You're simply offering up what America already craves.
Of course.
We are a gory wreck.
We like to look.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, you can look.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
But you better not talk. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just have a solution for those people who get too queasy about it.
What?
The bugger.
Wait, what? People who get squeamish.
Yes. For people who get upset. Upset or whatever.
Yeah.
Just, what I'm doing is, when I'm not eating, then I listen to it. And when I was eating lunch, I just shut up the radio and then turn it back on,
There you go. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye. So that's a lesson to our listeners. If you get squeamish, what you do is shut up the radio when you're eating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, don't put radio from being squeezy.
Squeezy.
I was listening, I was having my sandwich, and the guy put his finger in his boot and then put it in his mouth.
Hello, Don.
I said this is not for me. It's making me feel queasy.
I'm squeamish.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Shut up the radio.
Shut up the radio. Hello. Roy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know that while Corey was doing his thing and you guys were turning away, that slacker Buzz was the only one who paid attention and was describing what was going on.
Way to go. Way to step up, Buzz.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you. That worries me about you, Buzz.
Tweak it up a little.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
You understand.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, this is the unofficial advertising for last night's bowling.
Nice job.
Oh, listen.
Yes, Joe C. How are you?
When we were at Bowmore last night, this guy, your name is Joe, right?
Yeah.
Joe, this guy had that. How many ads did you make last night? How many fake ads did you make?
I'd say 22.
Yeah. 22. All of them on big, gigantic poster boards.
He was getting some laughs last night.
So he comes up to me before we're bowling. I'm standing there with a bunch of our listeners, and we're having drinks together.
Right.
And he says, hey, listen, I got something I want to run by you. He says, you know when you go to a ball game and you watch a game on TV, they got those things behind the catcher with the ads. Right. I said, yeah. Exactly. He says, well, what I've got is I got a bag full of ads that I've made. And what I want to do is, as you guys get up to bowl, each of you, I want to hold up a different sign. And I got about a million of them. And he showed me the first one, which said something like, the punchline was called 1-800-TOOTALOO-ASS.
Right, right.
So I said, yeah, bring them on.
Yeah, it was funny.
And this guy stood there throughout the night as each of us bowled.
Yeah, you were a trooper. You stood there the whole time, Joe.
Yeah, it was not the whole time. Most of the first one and the second. I figured I'd actually just sit back and watch it, work behind an Amstel.
Yeah, Joe, you're great.
Rumble got me hooked on the Amstel,
Who did?
Rumble.
Oh, Rumble Stillskin?
I call it Rumble.
Yeah, it's a fine brew.
Hey, Rummy, are you the one that got, incidentally, thank God I stayed away from this last night, are you the one that got the Sambuca going last night?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I thought it was you.
Yes.
Yes, it was you.
We've shown our drinking experience by both avoiding this.
Yeah, absolutely not. That, first of all, let me just say that stuff is rocket fuel, but also it's death fuel.
Yeah, and it's not good for the morning. It there's just way too much syrup.
It's a little heavy.
Oh, it was Richard's idea? You're at now Richard on that?
Okay. Yeah, Richard, the guy that doesn't drink anything, you know, and just watches us as we all fall apart.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It was Richard who had that.
Hold on. Here we go. Thanks, Johnny. Joe, I've got the ads here. Okay, and, Johnny, we're going to put these on WNEW.com. Okay, we're scanning them now.
These are good. They're well designed.
Here they are. Here's one. It's Lisa.
Because we really didn't get a chance to look at all of them last night.
And it's Lisa's face, and it's a picture of Lisa doing her dance after she's bowling. And it says, anywhere, anytime. Or in Lisa's case, all the time. And it shows her bowling while she has her telephone attached to her belt.
Right.
Voice stream. It's your call, and then it says, message from C. Broyhill.
He's a detailed listener.
Let me see.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis on the bottom there?
And Jamie Lee Curtis on the bottom with the dead eyes. You know, with the X's, it says, damn, she's got me beat. Here you go, and this would be for me. It says, we put the underpants in your tea. And it has a picture of a underpants going into a teacup. And it says, we put the underpants in your tea so you don't have to.
Look at that.
Travis's underpants tea. The taste that hits you so hard, it'll knock a feces into you.
Wow.
Caution, please allow 10 minutes of boiling before consuming.
There it is.
Amen.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Now you have a fake picture of Mike with Winona Ryder.
I saw this one last night.
I think I painted her face on Lisa's sister's body.
It says, now I can get it up even when I'm down. Thanks, Alexia. Mike O'Mara. Alexa. The power of Paxil minus the erectile dysfunction.
Wow. There you go. Work into the
And then there's a picture of Michael Jackson that says, I could get her.
Wow. Two jokes on every page.
And we have from Rockport Shoes.
Right.
Ah, good.
Wow.
The logo and a pair of shoes.
Uh-huh.
And Buzz's picture. They're so nice. They pick me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Very simple one there. You got them all nailed.
Then you have Carrot Top with the Wendy's logo. And it says, looks like you're stuck with me. Hi, Buzz. Got any weed?
Wow. Again, well done.
Mike, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Special edition added footage. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Own it on video and DVD. Has a picture of Charlie. And of the guy from Chico and the Man. It says, Grandpa, this banana's fantastic. Keep eating, Charlie. And it's like a movie poster.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And you have...
Wow, how much total time did you put into all of this?
I'd say maybe a good 4 or 5 hours. I put them together and print them out.
At least.
Then you have Spiewak Vineyard. White wine.
White wine.
Enough said.
That's it.
That's a bomb.
So subtle. That is really funny.
This is another movie poster.
Mm-hmm.
When one linebacker stops playing, he goes crazy. S.O.S. Summer of Sam Huff. And what he's done is he's taken all of the headlines from the Daily News.
Right.
Where they're writing about Berkowitz.
Sure.
And he's put in pictures of Sam Huff.
That is detail right there.
Now available on video and DVD.
Summer of Sam.
Oh, where it has the number 44. I placed it with number 70.
70.
Now, here you go. an ad for Absolut Vodka.
Right.
It's the bottle of Absolut Vodka with Jack Diamond's face in the middle, and it says Absolut DA.
I told you that's my favorite.
That is a good one.
Then you have Yankee Doodles.
Oh, this one is cool.
And
try and describe it.
I can't. It's a feminine product. And it has a picture of Lisa saying, delicious.
Oh, okay.
You know what they are?
Okay. Well, are those diaphragms?
At the top,
I think so.
Uh-huh. Yankee Doodles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have...
Kind of weird there. He's thinking about you a lot, Lisa.
Then you have...
Why do you build me up? Buttercup, baby, just to let me down.
This one you're going to love. It says his name was Henry. Play Henry. It's a picture of a body bag
Oh, no.
And a shotgun.
Oh, my God.
And the Subway logo.
I couldn't even find a picture of Clay Henry.
Okay.
So it's like they've killed Clay Henry.
Very interesting.
Then you have...
I'm getting frightened.
Hold on. Hold on a second. You have Rummy playing cards.
That's a funny one.
Howard Cosell. One Life to Live. Don and Mike's A Booger Breakfast. Big Nose. Here's the first one. You're out here. Call 1-800-TOOTALOO-ASS.
Yeah.
And this is the best one. It's an ad for Jameson's whiskey.
Right.
And it's a picture of Mike in the studio laying back with one, two, three bottles that have obviously been superimposed, but right. Well done into the picture.
Cool.
It says, the only antidepressant you'll ever need.
Absolutely.
How great is that?
Pretty classy.
Oh, that is funny.
Three empty bottles.
Fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, listen.
Just laying over the desk.
Joe, those are beautiful, and we are putting those on WNEW.com as we speak.
Yeah, you do that. I'm glad I can have fun. I'm glad I have fun with y'all, and I know I couldn't compete with the hot soap stars that were there for Lisa's attention, but anyway.
No, listen, no, I had a great time with you, Joe. Thank you for coming out, my friend.
Toodaloo
ass.
Yeah.
You got to go to WNEW.com just to see these. I mean, this is like something Letterman would do on his show, like a bit with fake ads that they would do. They're so well done.
And it was a lot going on last night, so we didn't get a chance to see them all, thanks to Joe for that.
And he would, as each one of us would come up to bowl, he would hold up our individual ad.
Right.
You know, it's like a desk piece from Letterman.
Always something new and exciting when we go out to bowl.
Yeah. Funny. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, how are you guys?
What?
You did a great job last night. This is your toilet paper guy.
Oh, you.
I got to tell you something. This guy, Joe, started as such a nice guy with the posters. By the end of the night, he was like a full-blown stalker attacking Lisa.
Yeah, he didn't try to, like, you know, hang out with us and sit on the team bench or anything, right?
Yeah, not like you, Peter.
At least my hands were at my side. This guy had three beers, and all of a sudden every time Lisa bowled, it was tackle Lisa, right? It was crazy.
No. We have a little stalker rivalry here.
Yeah, sure do. Hello, Mark. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
How's Buzz doing?
I'm well, thank you.
He's employed.
Very good. Don, I was hoping you could do me a favor.
Yeah.
I'd like you to fix me up with V.
Oh, you know, we've not even mentioned V. And
V.
She was a real knockout.
How incredibly hot V was last night.
Yes.
She had on a red, white, and blue bikini.
Yes.
And whenever one of us would get a strike or a spare, she would lift up her shirt. She never showed the raspberries.
No.
But all you got to do is just see V's, you know, just her melons in that bikini.
Inspiring. Big, beautiful breasts.
Yeah. Listen, you want to be set up with her? Take a number for better service. Okay?
Okay, buddy.
All right, goodbye, buddy.
Take care,
buddy.
So long, pal. Toodaloo.
Crazy. Toodaloo. It's not like every guy in that bowling alley last night, including the soap opera guys.
Right? Yeah. V has...
We're staring at her.
She's got something going on. Everybody stares.
Even the soap opera guys were coming up to me and going, who's that? Is that a member of your crew? I said, no, she's just a girl who comes out and sings naked on the show.
And she did a little bowling last night.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, the second game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the score.
Good time.
We lost by 30.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Two screaming semen demons, Don and Mike.
Damn straight. Okay, listen, do we have to wait till the end of the show? Can we? I mean,
no, let's do it.
All the contestants are here.
Uh-huh. Want to do it? Want to pull the plug?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the... You know, normally I would say no problem, but then I realized we have a legal document that we have to adhere to.
Well,
we can end it when we want.
Let's get Rummy to steal here. I don't think any more contestants are showing up. What do you think, Rum?
Yeah, call it.
Okay, we're calling it.
Call it.
Hold on, let's get our voting together.
Should we turn in our votes?
Yes.
I don't know where mine are. Hold on a second. All right.
It's been a busy show today.
I got to revote. Help me out with the guys.
Okay, I'm going to take you through the first guy. The first guy was Dave, right?
Oh, is that the guy in the Redskins jersey?
Yeah, that's the Redskins guy.
Okay.
He's the very first one. You gave him. You had mentioned you gave him extra credit for being the first.
I did. Second guy?
Nick.
Okay, I remember him.
And, okay.
Third guy?
D.A. What was it? D.A.
D.A. No. Nick.
The third guy's the guy.
Anthony was the second guy.
And the third guy is the guy who made the sandwich.
D.A. Nick. Yes, he made the sandwich.
Okay.
Then you had Corey.
Right.
Corey went from bottom to top to mouth.
And then the last guy is the guy who
Mitch.
The two pinkies in.
Okay. And one.
You rebote.
One, two, three, four, five.
Tangy, he said.
There you go.
I know.
Everybody ready to vote?
I think we've got our votes in.
Votes are in.
And what we should do is get all of the contestants in here.
Very good.
And we'll announce the scores.
We're going to tabulate.
Of course, one of these guys will win $1,000.
Yes.
I know a lot of our listeners were offended by this today. To you listeners, I say F you.
There you are.
That once again, we've proved that we can do even the grossest of contests and make it listenable for you.
The booger breakfast that turned into the booger brunch, the booger eating contest.
And of course, was not four solid hours of people eating boogers.
I thank God for that.
You will have to admit that the five contestants who passed the age requirement were great, and my apologies to those who were not old enough to play, and I'm pissed off at the guys that came all the way to the station and then said they didn't have a chance to win. And I say to them that that guy Corey is proof that you could do something
right.
To top a guy blowing his nose into two pieces of bread and making a sandwich out of it.
Sure, yellow.
Yeah, that's right. You're yellow.
And Corey was a wild card, and it's what you said when you were imploring these people that were bagging this. That
well, because some guys, we had guys, they called from the 10th floor, the reception area, so they're guys who drove from Connecticut.
Right.
They come down here, they pay $20 to park their car, they hear this guy on the air, they come into the station, and they come in just to say, oh, yeah, and incidentally, tell Don and Mike, F you, that we know the contest is already over.
And then Corey showed up and he proved you right that you never know what people are capable
of. Well, here now, speaking of bets, and we weren't speaking of bets, but speaking of gross,
yes,
here is Travis, the guy whose underpants I drank the St. Louis Rams tea.
Ah, very good.
Hello, Travis.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Travis. I will tell you this, though. I did go to see my general physician.
It's wise.
On some recommendation, I did go to see my general physician.
In all seriousness, I didn't ask you this. When you woke up the morning after that, I mean, how were you feeling in general? Did you have any ill effects of drinking
that
stuff?
No, I did not.
I don't think there was enough of anything to be a problem.
But based on some things with some doctor friends that... I went to see a general doctor, told him what happened, and they took blood samples and stuff, and...
You can't be too careful.
They, you know, basically what they said is, if anything happens...
You have 6 months to live.
Yeah, if anything happens, we'll let you know.
Very good.
Oh, great.
You know, no, which is fine.
Right.
Because they said, you know, most likely you're not going to hear from us.
Right.
But the real embarrassing part came when I had to, you know, you've always got to fill out paperwork.
Right.
And you've always got, and even though they have my insurance stuff on file at the doctor's office, you got to write why you're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, I'm coming in because I drank some guy's underpants tea.
What did they say? Take a seat in the lobby, Mr. Smithers?
Now, I'm doing great, Travis.
How's the burger contest compared to Monday's ass drinking tea?
Oh, this, listen, this is nowhere near, I mean, today is miles ahead of me simply drinking your tea.
But it is, you know, I hate to be a promotional animal, but it's always something special on the bottom of my show.
It always is. Thank you, my friend. Except, well, sometimes Buzz gets bored.
Most everything.
We try to keep
him. We try to keep him amused.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I need a three-letter word for ceramic planter.
Pot, sir.
Way to go, Rob.
Pot.
No, Buzz had pot.
Yeah, well, Buzz always has pot.
Rob, are you doing the math?
I've got the math done, and I can read them to you whenever you're ready.
Bring them over. I'd like to read them.
Okay.
Yeah, shall we bring our contestants in?
Let's bring them in. And Robbie,
bring our contestants in, Johnny.
I guess they need the timpani.
Time for the big announcement.
These are their names. This is their average, and this is their point total.
Here come the contestants.
Okay, so who's the winner?
This guy's the winner. Three, four, five.
Okay.
Don, can I say something to the contestants before you read the results?
Yes.
Guys, I want to say this to all of you. Let's all come in. And I want you all to know, no matter what these results are, you should all know this. No matter who comes in number one, just remember, you're all losers, okay?
Thank you.
You're all losers, guys. Very good.
Rob, what is the top number? Is that the average score?
Yeah, the average score that we gave out, and then the total points. I mean, you can go by either one or just both.
Okay. Let me see. In fifth place.
Fifth place, the very last.
Fifth place. With a total number of points on a 1 to 10 scale of 15.4, it's Mitch.
Mitch,
step up to the microphone, please. You came in fifth place. You're the guy who put both pinkies and came out with wet stuff.
You're dead last. How do you feel, Mitch?
Feel very fine. No problem. I'm here with one of the best radio station groups.
Uh-huh. Right.
Just to promote the favorites. If it's in.
Okay. Are you gay?
No.
All right, I'm just checking.
Are you drunk?
Not yet.
All right, very good. Just checking.
He's a big Patriots fan.
Very good.
Listen, all you guys, everybody who played the game is going to get the PlayStation 2 game.
Sorry,
Maximo.
Sorry, I said, of course, it was bad.
It goes to glory from Blockbuster. And everybody also gets the Dunkin' Donuts and the coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Excellent. Very good.
Now, in fourth place. Our first contestant, Anthony. Anthony's total score among all five votes, and keep in mind, the highest total that you could get would be 50.
Right.
Since there were five of us, your total score was a 20.8.
How do you feel, Anthony?
It's nearly the mediocrity my parents always hoped I would achieve.
Thank you, Anthony. Well said.
Very good.
Yeah. In third place, it's Dave.
Dave! Come on over here, Dave.
Dave, you simply picked, you ate.
How do you feel being our bronze medalist?
I wish we could have had another chance or something.
Yeah, right. Most disappointed so far.
I came for the money, that's why.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, okay.
Sorry about that. Your total point, 22.5.
22.5, and Dave, so far, our most disappointed contestant.
Sorry, Dave. Enjoy the PlayStation game and the donuts.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could play you in Madden whenever.
You know what? We'll set it up with Lisa. We're going to set up a game here in the studio so we can play. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Okay. Pick your ass. Very good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Mike, that means we're down to the final two.
We're getting down to crunch time, as these things often go, anything that our runner-up has to do if the first guy dies, whatever, I've lost my
If we could have both...
I got bored.
Nick and Corey, step to the microphone, please. This is very close. I will tell you that the winner, keep in mind, a perfect score would be 50.
Right.
The winner has a 46.1.
Wow.
The runner-up has a 44.6.
Ooh.
Incredible. Let me say that the $1,000 goes to the man who had a 46.1 overall score, and that would be Corey.
Corey! Nick, a stunning upset.
Oh, my God.
I am blown away, and I am angry at our judges.
A stunning upset.
A total stun. I think that's absolutely absurd.
A stunning upset.
That is larceny.
The average vote for Nick, the guy who made the sandwich with the boogers,
is 8.92. If I'd only known.
The average vote for Corey, the guy who put his finger in his dookie, then in his nose, then in his mouth, was a 9.22. They were separated in the voting by less than 2 points.
Wow. You know, and I can see how it would have happened, too, because they were both good, and we graded them accordingly, and it's kind of lucky for you, Corey. Nick, you got to be bummed, man. You got to be seriously disappointed.
No, not really.
Really?
Good
job.
My new bride, who's Russian, only speaks Russian, so thank God she doesn't know what happened.
Oh, wow. What, did you go over on one of those tours and get her?
Yeah, well, it was birthday girls. It was sent to me.
Oh, wonderful. Very good.
And, Corey, you are... You know what you are?
I'm a brother.
You're the guy... No, besides that...
Yeah, brother won the contest.
You're the goddamn New England Patriots of this game that I'm telling you... After,
I can't believe Corey won. I didn't expect it at all.
After D.A. Nick ate the sandwich, you know we had guys showing up at the lobby and saying, hey,
right.
This contest is over. It's finished. There's no way we can compete. Corey, your thoughts on being the upset winner?
My nose smells like S.
Sums it up.
And Corey,
good speech.
Congratulations, Corey. $1,000.
All right.
Wow. $1,000 for you, Corey.
Bravo.
And that is from the Dish Network. The system Mike and I are getting, get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months, plus free installation, 800-333-DISH, $1,000. What are you going to do with the money, Corey?
Let's see. Nothing.
There you go. Oh, good answer.
Absolutely nothing.
You're just going to sit on it?
No, I'm not going to sit on it. Okay. I was just kidding. I might spend it all.
Haven't decided yet.
You know.
All right, very good. Very creative answer, Corey.
Spend it all in one night. Nick, would you have had a better...
Buy some hookers.
Would you have...
Okay. Nick, buy some hookers. Now you're thinking. Very
Nick,
good.
Would you have had a better answer if you had won?
Well, I would have sent him to the proctologist on me.
Ah, boy. How about good sportsmanship abounds?
And Nick, I just want you to know, and I think Rob did the same thing, I gave it to Corey by just 1/10 of a point.
Yeah.
And that's how close it was for you guys.
Well, coming from 5.1s like you guys, well, I should be...
Let's find out how we all voted. I mean, you want to go? I mean, who gave gave him the nod?
All right, here you go. I'll tell you right now that I gave guy number one a 3.5.
Uh huh.
Guy number two a 2.0.
Right.
Guy number three a 9.0.
Uh huh.
Guy number four a 10.0.
Very good.
Guy number five a 2.0.
All right.
That's mine.
Rob Spiewak, guy number one, 5.0. Guy number two, 5.2. Guy number three, 9.2. Guy number four, 9.3.
Mm-hmm.
Guy number five, 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa votes Anthony, guy number one, 5.4. David, 6.2. D.A. Nick, 7.6. Corey, an 8.3. Mitch, 6.8.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, Anthony, a 3.9. Dave, a 5.6. D.A. Nick, a 9.3. Corey, a 9.4.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, a 1.0.
Wow.
So, there are your scores.
Very close.
Very close. 4 out of 5 selected. Corey is the winner.
Way to go, Corey. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'd like to thank everybody, you know, Staten Island, you know, for, you know.
Including the guy that's selling his house after hearing
you. Yeah, the one that's selling his house. So big up, big up.
Get out of here now, guys. Nice.
Get out of here, fellas. See you later. No handshakes.
Thank you.
No handshakes,
thank
please.
Thank you very much.
Salutations. Very good.
Aye.
Okay.
Send your hand to me for Christmas.
So we've done it.
Wow.
We've done the booger eating contest.
Incredible.
We voted, and that is a stunning upset.
It is indeed.
A stunning upset.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
Well, that's how it worked out.
Wow.
Sorry.
Did everybody vote for Corey?
As the best?
Yeah,
I did.
You did, and Rob did. And I was the only one to vote for Nick, right?
And, it was close.
Lisa also voted for Corey by a wide margin over Nick.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, right, Mike. It's everybody against you again.
Yep.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Let's go to Buzz now for the crossword puzzles.
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And what's the lead jumble today, Buzz?
Today's top story, a 10-letter word for a scare in the air and a new one on the ground.
All right, everybody, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet
Cresta. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK. 202-432 on 067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight. This is George Harrison. You might have heard this song of the day he died when radio paid attention to him again.
Great song.
But now that he's dead, let's keep playing the Backstreet Boys over and over again.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
surprised you didn't know that.
Brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you tomorrow. Plus, we're going to be re-rating women on the show. We're going to get back to that. And, the Beach Boys tapes on tomorrow's show. We're going to be playing a little round of Bet You Didn't Know That.
All right.
And this dick who wrote the article in the radio trade paper, when we were reading, because we, here's the deal. We read an article of his in this radio trade paper about how jive radio stations could take advantage of the 9/11 controversy.
Right.
He then wrote an article, and I'll read you the whole article tomorrow, with more jive radio tips about how to fool your audience. But the last part of the article is to slam at us.
Ah, right, good. Because he knew that we were slamming him.
Right, and the last thing that he writes is, If you don't have enough time to fill on your show that all you can do is read from trade publications, then invite me on your show.
Ah.
We're going to call the douchebag tomorrow.
Very good.
And invite him to be on the show.
Excellent.
That's all of that is tomorrow. We're now today, and let's play the jumble game. Here's your host, Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A United jet is safely on the ground in Buenos Aires after an air scare early this morning. Flight 855 from Miami to Argentina.
Oh, it's United. They said originally it was American,
there
right?
were conflicting reports in the beginning, but it was definitely a United flight.
Mm-hmm.
The trip was disrupted about 5 hours in. A 28-year-old banker from Uruguay tried to break into the cockpit. We still don't know why. Officials say the unarmed man was sober and coherent.
Jesus.
After kicking and banging on the cockpit door, the man was overpowered by the co-pilot who used a fire axe to hit him in the head.
I love that. I swear to God. I swear to God, I love that. Not because of the violence quotient, but the fact that there's a co-pilot, and that would make me feel safer.
Right.
Knowing that some nutcase gets up into the cockpit, the guy just pulls an axe out and just smacks him in the head with it.
You know, I don't doubt that, and Buzz might even have this in the story when this comes out, I bet this was a protocol. I bet they had planned and gone over what they're going to do in the event of something like this, and I hope that's true.
I think you'd both be pleased also at the number of passengers who rushed to the front of the plane to assist when all hell broke loose on this particular
All I want to know is, did he hit it with a blunt end, or did he, like, cut his head open?
All I can tell you about that is the man is now in stable condition after treatment for his injuries. That's all they're telling us.
I would
so
hope
far.
They use the sharp ends.
Yeah, absolutely. Stable condition is generally used in situations where the injuries are semi-serious.
Good. Right. Like, put it right down the middle of his forehead, like in one of those Freddy movies.
Down goes the banker.
You also asked about this earlier. He never did get into the cockpit. Other members of the crew and some passengers, as I mentioned, were able to subdue the man after the axe blow. The troublemaker was later arrested by Argentine police, who were holding him for the FBI. There were 157 people on the 777. A flight attendant was also slightly injured. Now, as for the situation on the ground that I mentioned, we're still missing a lot of details on this. Here's what we know. The Southwest Airlines area at BWI was evacuated. About 1,500 people taken outside today, and at least five flights delayed after an unspecified scare at one of the security checkpoints. We're still waiting to hear more details about that breaking story.
Is that, have they let people back in, or is it still empty?
Let's check here. It appears that it is still evacuated. There's no word. We'll check for the latest update, but we don't have that, actually. The teenage terrorist...
It might have something to do with the AIDS outbreak. You know, Cal Ripken and Tony Saragusa.
Yeah, you're right.
Big trouble in Baltimore.
Full-blown AIDS.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be centered in that area.
Well, I hope it's... here's the thing when they do something like this. Like, when they had the situation at the San Francisco airport recently.
Right.
I hope that they found nothing. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand... And I would not wish ill on anyone who's traveling, but I wish that one time they really found something that was really worth evacuating and flipping people out and getting the schedules all screwed up.
Well, there was that story, I think it was San Francisco, where the guy had, was it explosive residue on his shoes?
Right.
And the story I hate is when you hear they evacuated the entire terminal, but the guy got away.
The guy walked away.
It speaks to...
In the crowd.
The garbage security that we still have in our airports.
And
it's horrible.
And the guy could have been, from what I heard, you could get that, like, if you shot off a firecracker in your backyard.
Cap gun would do it.
Yeah, right.
Even later, I heard he could have gotten it from walking across a fertilized lawn.
There you go.
The chemical could have been fertilizer.
Yeah.
The teenage terrorist wannabe who flew a plane into a Florida office building last month was doing it for Al-Qaeda, according to a suicide letter that has just now been made public. In the letter, 15-year-old Charles Bishop says he turned down recruiting offers from Al-Qaeda, but he says he learned that bin Laden was planning a nuclear attack on the Super Bowl. He said the terrorist leader planned to use an old bomb left over from the 1967 war between Israel and Syria. Quoting the letter again, there will be more coming, and bin Laden is absolutely justified.
No, wait, now, hold on. We're getting this from a 15-year-old.
Right.
Yeah, it's a shame he's dead.
He seems to be rather, he seemed to have been rather well-informed. It's hard to know whether, at least as far as the war and the kinds of weapons that were used.
I'm just rolling my eyes because I imagine, you know, how do you recruit that? You go to school and they, hello? How many of you youngsters hate America?
Yeah, I mean, what you're hearing, I think, is more disturbed than anything
else. And if you're going to drop a nuke on the Super Bowl, do you think you would tell a 15-year-old kid?
Don't think so. I don't think it would be on the internet.
Here is our plan. During your nation's greatest sporting event, the Super Bowl, we will drop a nuclear bomb. But we trust you, little Johnny Numbnuts from Tampa Bay, Florida, to keep our secret.
The only disturbing thing is that our government is saying now that it knows that Al-Qaeda is attempting to recruit non-Arabs, so they will be less likely suspected in the event that they're up to something.
That I don't doubt, but I doubt that they're going to our junior schools or our middle school.
Right.
I doubt it.
Hello, kids.
I can't imagine they'd give them a booth at the career fair. Because that's just stupid.
Come over here, I'll give you free candy.
Hey, you want the keychain?
A half dozen Al-Qaeda higher-ups were killed by American bombs this week as the terrorist leaders met in a circle of their SUVs. Pulling the wagons into a circle didn't help.
It's a circle. And don't dump me out because I'm going to explain this.
Yeah.
It was a circle full of jerks.
Yes.
That's right.
So it was a circle of jerks.
The CIA says about 1,000 Al-Qaeda members have been arrested since the war began, but the head of the CIA says, and I quote, I must repeat, Al-Qaeda has not yet been destroyed. President Bush echoes that, saying the enemy still wants to get us, and he promised to tighten our borders and spend $3.5 billion on homeland security.
It's fine. Go ahead.
CIA Director George Tenet says, although there have been no specific threats, there is reason to be on our highest alert during the Olympics.
You know, I got to say, again, get the idiots out of the airports. I mean, really, get the idiot security people. Get the quality. Bring those people and pay them money. Come on.
He says he's asked us nicely. Now FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp says it may be time for the government to step in and clean up the airwaves. Kopp says radio and TV executives...
Don't F yourself, douchebag.
That won't hurt. TV executives have mostly ignored his request that they police themselves. He admits the FCC has a dismal record of going after the station.
Bone.
But he says there are already laws on the books to handle the situation. Writing in USA Today this week, Kopp cited what he calls patently offensive programming invading homes. Quoting again, the industry can fix the problem. If it won't, government may have to halt the race to the bottom.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Yeah, right.
The grocery chain.
Hello, Bob. On my knob.
It's a fun munch. It's a fun race.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Grocery chain known as Giant is apologizing for one of its store's Black History Month promotions. A store in Union...
Oh, I heard about this.
Union Deposit, Pennsylvania, one store, posted a sign that read, in honor of Black History Month, we at Giant are offering special savings on fried chicken. Giant.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this?
Well, you know who's in charge of this. Load up. That's a good value.
Oh, man. Giant says it was just at that one store, and that the sign was brought to them by an angry customer. Quoting another customer, we were shocked and embarrassed. I showed it to all races of people, and they were stunned. When I approached the store manager, he had the nerve to ask why it offended me so much.
Oh, my God. Why not just do a watermelon special?
Meanwhile, at MSNBC this week, the network apologized on air to a guest whose first name is properly spelled N-I-G-E-R.
Wow.
At the bottom of the screen, the network says it inadvertently added the extra N.
The extra G.
Excuse me. The guest took it well, saying...
And you're doing crossword puzzles.
Yes. The guest took it well, saying it's not the first time it's happened, but hopefully it's the last.
Wow, a bunch of DAs over there.
DAs everywhere.
No wonder you couldn't finish the jumble, bud.
Sorry about that.
You said it's N when it's G. We got to break.
There's a pinball game going on behind me. Damn those people who play games.
We have to break. I'll be back. M-I-W-K-F-K.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own. Commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87,
Huey really lived. Four, Rudolph accomplished album. I think they're undisputed masterpieces. Hip to be square. Songs so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's clear them out and get a call number 1-800-877-365-3636. Plus, two quick updates.
Yes.
From the instant feedback.
Uh-huh.
In Washington, federal aviation officials said a security screener noted a suspicious item in a carry-on bag.
That's an unconfirmed early report, yes.
DWI, and the passenger, of course, like always, disappeared into the Pier B concourse.
You know, they really have to get their act together. This is happening so much, and if these are legitimate threats,
right,
the security people, it's the same group of idiots.
And also, we're getting like 100 instant feedbacks that the 15-year-old guy that wrote the stuff to Osama bin Laden, allegedly, what he was writing was the exact plot line of the Tom Clancy book, The Sum of All Fears, even where they got the bomb from the previous war. So everyone's telling us that. Thank you. We did not know that.
And we have also learned within the hour that the situation is back to normal at BWI.
Good.
So that's all over.
All right.
In sports, as we approach the All-Star break, the Washington Wizards are 4 games above .500. They've now won 4 straight and 6 of their last 7. Nobody is more surprised than Michael Jordan. Quoting him, we just want to keep dreaming, and hopefully you don't wake up.
Keep reaching for the stars, baby.
Oh, baby.
Finally.
Oh, baby.
Police still aren't sure Lucas Grabilski handcuffed himself to a railing or why at a mall in Appleton, Wisconsin this week. The 25-year-old cuffed himself to the rail over the lunch hour Tuesday wearing a wig, slippers, leg warmers, a tiger-striped hat with ears, and nothing else. No shirt, no pants.
Oh, baby.
No explanation.
Because the Packers lost.
Yeah. In Burlington, Florida, meanwhile, a 33-year-old woman was picked up for being naked in public. She was apprehended for being naked and trying to get into people's cars at a convenience store.
Come on in.
And then she got away.
Sure.
Now she also faces charges of driving while impaired, driving with a revoked license, assaulting a police officer, speeding to elude arrest.
I'm impaired. Who wants some flapjacks right now?
All those because she made her getaway naked,
ooh,
in a police car. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
All right, thanks to, the man from Uncle Robert Vaughn.
Yeah.
Gaithersburg Collectible Show this weekend. Montgomery County Fairgrounds will be there on Saturday and Sunday. Also, thanks to Tim and Teddy from One Life to Live.
Great guys, the whole cast of that show. Fantastic.
Also, thanks to the Bowmore Lanes in Manhattan for treating us so nice. And thank you to the contestants who did manage to make it down for the Booger Breakfast that turned into the Booger Brunch.
Yeah.
It was real good. We should have some type of pictures up on WNEW.com at some point, if not today, maybe tomorrow. We'll check into that tomorrow. The brand new Love Budget, Jeff Ardian, will be back to rating the women. And very soon, maybe tomorrow, I'll tell you about, finally we'll reveal the details on it. Dynamite's Porno Football.
Excellent.
A game that I don't think anyone will have any complaints with.
Bingo.
And also, coming soon, the return of Pete Moss and Les Humid.
I can't Makes me laugh just to think about it.
Now, caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, who's this?
Paul from New Jersey.
Paul, call 100. Here you go, Paul. You got the PlayStation game, Maximo Ghosts to Glory. Exclusive game from Blockbuster Video. They have a 30-day exclusive on this game for February 18th. Guaranteed to be in stock at Blockbuster. You've won it, though. And you won a dozen Dunkin' Donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Winter's here. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages. Perfect for the season. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And seriously, thank you to everyone who came out to Bullmore last night.
Amen, brother.
Great freaking time. Wonderful. Thank you for listening. Thanks for all the great calls today. We will be back with a new episode tomorrow. How are you feeling, Rummy?
$1 million.
Isn't that wonderful?
Buzz, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Jumbo. And, Mike, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Rob?
About kindness.
Rob, listen, let's speak. Can you?
And let's carry that.
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
You first.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's be kind together.
Throw your hat in the air, please, Rob. Just like
Sydney.
Sydney Tyler. Sydney Tyler.
You might just make it after all.
We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Simon Davis Stranger saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as we've been tonight.